For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's March the 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day, and I hope you had a good one. We've got one guest today. Oren Pogue is with us from Missouri 4-H. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Oren. Good to see you, Paul.
And actually, you've been here before. But we were talking before we came on today. I didn't realize how long the 4-H organization has been around. Well over 100 years.
4-H actually got started, with the land-grant universities. They had all of this, great information about, crops and homemaking and all kinds of stuff, but they didn't know how to get it out to the people. So they actually, created the first 4-H clubs because they realized the best way to get that information back into the communities was to start, with the youngest kids. And then once, they grow their corn and they get a better yield than Pop, then maybe Pop will start changing his ways the last few hundred years. Yeah,
so, 4-H started because of the university?
Yep, 4-H is with the University Extension, which is one of the activities, that the university sponsors, kind of off campus base.
Now, it's been around over 100 years. How many people do you have involved in 4-H today?
There's probably millions worldwide. Here in Boone County alone, our enrollment is, I think, just over 650 right now. Between there and 700, we have 200 volunteers, that act as project leaders and, club leaders and volunteers in a lot of different aspects.
Now, we're talking specifically about Boone County 4-H, but wherever you're listening to us today, each county has its own 4-H.
Yep, every county in Missouri has its own 4-H clubs and their own councils that are located in each county. So even if you're not in Boone County, I encourage you to contact your local extension center and just kind of see what's out there.
Did you grow up in 4-H?
I did. I actually am originally from down in Dent County, and I was a full-time from the age of five. I started as a Clover kid, and I was a 4-H'er all the way through. I graduated high school, and then I actually worked at a 4-H summer camps all the way through college. And after the last summer, I found this position, and so I really haven't gotten out of 4-H.
So your whole life has been 4-H.
The last 19-20 years I've been in 4-H in some aspect.
So he sold on it, obviously. What are some of the things you want to get across today about 4-H?
A lot of people in 4-H just kind of think that, it's about, livestock. It's all about, if you're not out on a farm, there's nothing in 4-H for you. And, 4-H has really evolved with the times, over the last years.
Well, it's home economics also.
There's correct? That kind of stuff. But I mean, we're in the sciences now. We do robotics projects.
Oh, we did a segment on here with robotics from 4-H.
Yep.
And those kids that were doing the robotics were way above my head.
It is amazing. Whenever I work some of those events, I just kind of facilitate and set back because the experts
are
the kids.
12 and 13-year-old kids who were young Einsteins.
Yep, absolutely. And, 4-H is great because, we offer, I think probably close to 100 different projects now. And there's even a project that's self-determined so that if there isn't a project that, perfectly fits a kid's needs, there's definitely the opportunity there to make it happen.
Oh, so you can start your own project.
You can start your own project and whatever happens to interest you.
So if people want to get involved with the 4-H organization, what do they need to do? If they want to volunteer, if they want to be a leader?
Sure. They can call our Boone County Extension Center at 445-9792 or also go to our webpage online. We currently have 15 clubs throughout the county. So, we have clubs that go, all the way up to Hallsville and Harrisburg. And then, we also go down and have some clubs down in Ashland and the Shaw area.
But the age limit for being a 4-H'er is what?
When you're a 4-H member, which means you can take a project load, you can exhibit and be judged at the fair and participate in all of our contests, is 8 to 18. But we also have a Clover Kids project for kids age 5 through 7, where they just kind of get a general overview of all of the all of the projects that 4-H has to offer. You know, they have their own meetings, and mm-hmm. you know, it just kind of gives them a basic start into 4-H.
Yeah. Now, you've got a couple of events coming up that we want to mention.
Sure. First of all, we've got our 50th annual 4-H barbecue coming up here on May 4th.
It's
50 years. This has been it's our primary fundraiser. We have it out at the Boone County Fairgrounds in the big Coliseum. And if you haven't been out there, I really encourage you to go. It's a great opportunity. All of our, families and volunteers from across the county all come in and pitch in.
Is everybody doing their own barbecuing, or is this one?
No, we have a couple clubs, that do the chicken. We've got a clubs that do the pork steaks, and we've got some clubs that are a club that's in charge of doing the parking, and clubs that are in charge of the desserts. So everybody has their specialty, and those specialties have been worked out over the years.
Okay, and you don't have to be a 4-H'er or a member of 4-H to come out and be.
No, absolutely not.
This is a fundraiser.
This is a fundraiser. We invite everybody out in the community to come back, and it's really a great deal. $8 ahead of time, and I mean, you get a half a chicken or a pork steak that you won't be able to finish. I guarantee you that. And we'll have plenty of side containers, so you're really getting two meals out of it. But last year was actually my first one to work and attend, and I just can't speak highly enough on the food and all the work our volunteers.
You got me sold on
4-H.
Well, hey. What else have you got?
We've also got a 4-H is based out of the Boone County Extension Center, and they are having they're doing a garage sale fundraiser. That's going to be April 20th from 8 to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. out at the Extension Center.
I think we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I think you're going to talk about it a little bit later. But this fundraiser, this goes into our Extension office, which you have like Bear Massey on mm-hmm. every once in a while. But the Extension Center isn't just 4-H. We offer we have specialists who can give advice on ag resources. Natural
everything.
Resources, health, community development,
master gardeners. Too,
master
right.
gardeners, yeah.
I've used that service many times by calling a master gardener. So there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
It really is a wonderful asset in our community.
Absolutely.
And it's all there because of the university.
Yep.
Really.
The 4-H and Extension is all a tribute to the university. All of the information that we used is research based. Good material that comes right out of the university.
Okay.
Here,
so let's tell them one more time. If people want more information on 4-H, if you've got a youngster, maybe grandpa want the grandkids in, or if you're listening and you want your own kids in. They can call or they can go online.
That's right. You can call 445-9792, or if you just do a Google search for Boone County Extension Center, we'll pop right up, and we have information about 4-H and all the other programs that the Extension Center has to offer.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much,
Paul. You're a good spokesman for 4-H.
Well, I sure do appreciate it.
Tell my friend Steve Hennis hi.
I will do.
All right. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're talking about Habitat for Humanity Columbia and also Light It Up Blue for Autism. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something that you would like to hear or see on this program, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Have yourself a good morning. Bye-bye.